are set on fire in Larne. Ballymena's seen a third night of violence. Authorities have requested dozens of officers from forces in Great Britain be drafted in to help. Three British players will attempt to reach the quarterfinals of the Queen's Club tennis later. Katie Bolter, Heather Watson and Emma Raducanu will all go for a place in the last eight. And the weather very warm and humid today. Heavy and thundery rain will spread across western parts of the UK, drier further east, a high of 25 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon. Good morning. It is exactly 9 o'clock. You're listening to Classic FM and we are about to head into the Hall of Fame Hour for Thursday, the 12th of June. I think you're going to love what we have lined up for you between now and 10.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Adventure and luxury seamlessly combined.
Classic FM.
The finale of Haydn's Trumpet Concerto in E-flat. Oh, lovely, wasn't it? A National Philharmonic Orchestra, Wynton Marsalis doing all the lovely fiddly bits. That was also accompanied by Libor Pešek and the Prague Symphony Orchestra just before that with Smetana's Vltava. Welcome to the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour for Thursday morning, the 12th of June. Dan Walker with you until 10. Simple, really. You vote for your favourite classical music every year, and I get to pick out the creme de la creme each morning between 9 and 10. This year's Hall of Fame went down a real treat over the Easter weekend, and I got a selection for you this morning. We got Borodin, we got Verdi, we got Vaughan Williams, plus Rhapsody in Blue by Gershwin, coming your way before 9:30 today. If you'd like to text me in the studio, I'd love to hear from you. 6-18-12.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Wasn't that gorgeous? Borodin's String Quartet No. 2. That was the Takash Quartet performing for us this morning. And the third movement of Brahms's Symphony No. 3. Just before that, Edward Gardner with the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, here's your chance at nearly 9:30 on this Thursday morning to win tickets to one of this year's sellout events. You can see Ludovico Einaudi perform live on the 30th of June. That's Monday, the 30th of June, at the iconic Royal Albert Hall, followed by a luxury overnight stay at the Marriott Hotel Grosvenor Square. If you like the smell of those onions, you can enter by texting the word piano, that's piano, P-I-A-N-O, to 61812. You'll have the chance to make a voluntary £5 donation. That will be added to your phone bill. 100% of that goes to Make Some Noise. You have until 8 a.m. on the morning of the 23rd of June to enter. We may call you shortly after that. Standard network rate supply. You've got to be 18 or over. Full T's and C's at classicfm.com. So for your chance to see Einaudi live at the Royal Albert Hall, text PIANO to 61812. Every time you hear it, you're just convinced again that it is a pure work of genius. Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Leonard Bernstein there with the Columbia Symphony Orchestra. Caroline in Henley-on-Thames says, "Thank you for making my day with Rhapsody in Blue, Dan. My absolute all-time favourite number one choice. Could you send a birthday wish to my son as well, Alistair, who was introduced to Rhapsody at a very early age?" We also, of course, are talking today about the late, great Brian Wilson, who loved that version of Rhapsody in Blue. He even posted on his Facebook about it in March of this year. He said, I've loved Rhapsody in Blue all my life. I still think that this Leonard Bernstein recording is the best. When I was 28, I listened to this version and I learned how to play the main theme by ear, sitting at the piano. Another little window into the genius of the man. Some lovely tributes to Brian Wilson in the papers today. He and his music were obviously and will remain an inspiration to many. This is Classic FM. You're listening to the Hall of Fame Hour, where we take you now to number 123 in your top 300 with Vaughan Williams.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions.
Explore remote destinations alongside onboard experts.
Classic FM.
If you like Take That's Never Forget, you might have recognised a little bit of that in there as well. From Dies Irae, from Verdi's brilliant Requiem Mass. That was the London Symphony Orchestra and London Symphony Chorus. And March 17 comes Sunday, just before that, a few moments ago, from Vaughan Williams's English Folk Song Suite. John Wilson, with the Royal Liverpool Phil. Loads of lovely messages coming in today. Patrick the bus driver, morning Dan. Your music sounds great on my 3C bus from Strathaven to Glasgow. It's being enjoyed by all on board and is definitely a better start to the day than any espresso ever could be. What a good man. I think we need to come and find you on that bus, Patrick. Darren says, hello, Dan. Could you possibly quickly mention all the lads at Aero Antiques based in deepest, darkest Hampshire? Great show as always. We wouldn't miss it for the world. And Rachel's in Didcot. She's asked if we can wish her husband Mark a very, very happy 50th birthday. He always puts other people before himself, but hopefully we can spoil him a bit today. Well, of course, happy birthday to Mark. And how's this for a prezi? We'll be back here tomorrow from 6:30 for another slice of Classic FM breakfast. The best news of the morning, though, is that Xander is waiting in the wings. I can stop sweating. Thank goodness I do not have to do his famous 5 quiz today. He's here. Thank the Lord. He's coming next on Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world. This is what award-winning customer service sounds like. From real Octopus Energy calls.
You just get it right, the customer service, the sort of communication. You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company. So well done.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Check your retirement savings are on track with PensionBee's easy-to-use app. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
When you contact your insurance company, you want to speak with a real person. At NFU Mutual, our insurance can be relied on, and that means providing outstanding personal service. With NFU Mutual, you can easily speak to your local agent or call our UK team. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. No wonder 9 out of 10 customers choose to renew every year. For insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me, I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh, yeah. We're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, Rachel Reeves has insisted the police received a generous settlement in her spending review. Policing leaders have warned forces may need to make deep cuts because the funding doesn't go far enough. But the Chancellor says their spending power is rising by 2.3% a year.
Police have to live within the budgets we've set, but that is a real terms increase, well above inflation. And police now need to deliver within that budget. People have to pay for every public service. As a Chancellor, I have to balance those needs for investment in public services whilst also not spending more money than we have.
Ms Reeves has also acknowledged the latest GDP figures are disappointing, but says her plans will help deliver growth. The UK's economy shrank by 0.3% in April, more than expected. We're just hearing that a plane has crashed at Ahmedabad Airport in India. Unconfirmed reports say the Air India flight was heading to the UK with more than 100 people on board. We'll bring you more when we get it. Three teenagers have now been charged with rioting in Ballymena, which has seen three nights of disorder. An 18-year-old man and two boys aged 15 and 17 are due in court. The Police Service of Northern Ireland says the violence, which has spread to other towns now, is completely unacceptable. Jim Allister is North Antrim's MP.
Well, it's very distressing to see the violence, wanton and unwarranted, on the streets of our towns, and to see people do that to their own town is an added dimension of distress.
Ryanair says disruptive passengers who have to be removed from its flights will be fined £500. The airline hopes the new policy will act as a deterrent against